بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah after surah Al-Hijr, in which Almighty Allah gave examples of mighty nations of the past that came, and which are in front of everyone to see. That was like a sign of when that lightning strikes and it hits on a tree or it hits on a person. Almighty Allah's normal system is in this world there is no punishment. But Almighty Allah's punishment indeed fell on many nations of the past. They were wiped out as a lesson for those that would come after them. Those nations, the ruins of those nations are in front. In Surah Hijr, at the beginning and at the end of the Surah, Almighty Allah indicated towards that instead of we waiting to see the enemy around us punished, their punishment is going to come. Instead of waiting for them to get punished, the people of Iman, they must hold on to Quran. The Quran has been preserved, protected, looked after by Almighty Allah. It has been delivered to our hands as fresh and as unique as it was the day it was revealed. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Ended the surah where Almighty Allah says, what we have given you, just Surah Fatiha itself, is such a great gift that person who has received it, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ, he should not turn his eyes towards all the things that we have given to the people of Kufr. وَلَا تَحَزَّنْ عَلَيْهِمْ, neither should there be any gham, neither should there be any worry, concern. They will mock at the people of Iman. They will laugh at them. They will make stories and accusations against them. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. The end of the surah, Almighty Allah says, indeed we know that it hurts your heart when you hear what they are saying. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. But you continue doing what you have to do. You continue worshipping Almighty Allah until death finds you. It will either find you in the condition that Islam will get ghalba, the flags of Islam will be high in the world, or it will find you in the condition that kufr is ghalib, kufr is dominant over the people of Iman, their flags are high, but Islam will never ever be maghloob. Islam itself will never be destroyed. Islam will always remain. A person has to take Islam to heart. Someone will ask the question that if the environment is in the hands of the people of kufr, then how does a person in such a filthy environment, if the environment is conducive to deen, if the environment is conducive to practicing on the laws of Allah, if we have an environment of hijab, parda, where they are not women walking around naked, when they are not in the shops, when they are not in front of a person, where every time he looks he's seeing another woman, every magazine he is seeing the body of a woman. Had the environment been easy, had the environment been conducive, that is when there's a khilafah. Then it's very easy or much easier to practice on the laws of Islam. But then other exams also come. In this era, where they have spread a web of kufr, a web of evil around the entire world, someone will wonder that in such an era, is it possible for a person to enter into this era clean and to leave it clean, to enter without any thorn in his body and to leave it without any thorn, when the attacks of the devils are from every side. From the time the child is born, he is put into a school, he is poisoned, he is indoctrinated, he is made to think in a certain manner, in a certain way. Every film, every movie, every cartoon, every comic, every novel that is made, it is made to pull him in a certain direction. What hope it is that when so much is pulling him towards the right, towards the left, he will still manage to walk on what is known as Sirat-e-Mustaqim, on the straight path. With what power will he manage? Almighty Allah gives the answer that it's this very Quran that was mentioned in the previous surah. It was this Quran that created the first revolution amongst the Arabs. It is this Quran that will continue creating a revolution. Whoever will hold on to this Quran, he will find miracles happening. Explaining what was the condition before the revelation of Quran, Almighty Allah says in the surah,
وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَ, that they would say that these are the daughters of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah says, Subhana, pure is Allah, pure is Allah. They used to regard the evil jinnat as the daughters. Sometimes they would call them angels. Sometimes they would call them daughters. They used to worship that filthy and evil jinn. The jinnat are dirty in their nature, filthy in their nature. They hate man. And when one person is worshipping them, not only worshipping them as an evil jinn, but worshipping them as the daughter of Almighty Allah. Whatever they would ask, even if it had to be people to kill their own daughters. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, their mixture with the jinn brought such an environment upon them over the years that the time came that they regarded it as the greatest of disgraces to be blessed with a daughter. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى, how unique Quran speaks about it. A daughter is born in the house. Someone will come and give him the glad tidings. When the glad tidings of a daughter would be given, ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا, instead of celebrating, instead of giving out some mitai, some sweet meat, Almighty Allah says, you find his face becoming black. وَهُوَ قَظِيمٌ, he is burning with anger. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ, now he hides away from his people. He is upset. Why did this glad tiding? It is a glad tiding, but for him it is a word of disgrace. يُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونَ, now he sits and he thinks at night, must I keep this girl my whole life? I will be disgraced with her. أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ, or rather let me just take her and put her in the sand. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they spoke of the error of ignorance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would give such incidents, waqiyat, events, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart would break, tears would come from his eyes, where the man would say, that I came home and I found a girl. I asked my wife, she said that she's somebody else's, knowing that if she had to say it is my daughter, I would have killed her immediately. Being somebody else's daughter was no problem for me. So the girl grew up and became very attached to me. And a time came when my wife now really thought, so close I am to the girl, now I will not kill the girl. That's when she revealed to me the truth. I filled with anger. I set out immediately. The girl came behind me. When I was digging, she also was helping me to dig. She thought there is some game I am playing. When I put her into the hole, she went happily in the hole. She put her entire trust in me. As I was filling up the hole with sand, looking at my eye, that are you playing games with me, O my father? Or are you really serious? She could not believe I was going to go to the full, but I went to it. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry. This was the era of ignorance. In such an era, who would have ever thought a nation like this would ever have come out? Not only coming out of their ignorance, becoming the greatest alims, scholars, teachers of mankind. They were going to teach character to mankind. They were going to teach humanity to mankind, where once upon a time they were animals. What changed them? What was the difference between the era of Jahiliyat and after Jahiliyat? It was this very one power that came. It descended upon them. It entered into their minds. It entered into the hearts. It is called the power of Quran. Almighty Allah says, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ, indeed, we had sent Nabis to the nations of the past. فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, but the devil was able to make the filthiest of actions muzayyan, beautiful for them. They regarded it as an honor. They regarded it as a good thing to bury their daughter alive. فَهُوَ وَلِيِّهُمُ الْيَوْمُ, today the devil is their friend. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, what brings a revolution in the world? The very thing that brought the first revolution will continue bringing revolutions, and it will bring mighty revolutions in the future. What was that? وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ, we have not sent this book to you. إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ, except that it would now show the road again, where people are all confused. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, it will guide for the people who are looking for guidance. It will be a mercy for the person who wants to come under the mercy of Allah. A person would have at that moment thought that indeed the Quran is a miracle. It is a miracle and it does miracles. For the man who studies it and reads it with understanding, it does miracles for the one who reads it and he does not understand. It does miracles for the one who just listens to it. This Quran has done miracles for the one who just touched it with azmat and respect. This Quran has protected. It will continue protecting. This Quran has changed. It will continue changing. It created revolutions. It will continue creating revolutions. Almighty Allah thereafter gives some examples where man can understand that no matter how terrible the environment is, Almighty Allah, when He brings something into that environment, how the change comes about. The first example that is given, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Look at how Allah sent from the skies water. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرُضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The land was so dead. If someone with his mind had to think, will ever anything grow in this land? That means he never understood the power behind the command of Almighty Allah with which that water will fall. When the water fell, فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرُضَ. How Allah brought alive a dead land with the command of His which was in that water. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Indeed in this year, there is a unique sign for the people who are ready to listen. What sign there is for me and you, that if that water could bring the dead lands alive, then how man cannot think that this Quran, water is a creation which enjoys with it the command of Almighty Allah. Our Quran is not a creation. It is the uncreated speech of Almighty Allah, in which every harkat, every fatha, damma, kasra, every alif, ba, ta, moves the command of Almighty Allah. When that water can bring the dead lands alive, this Quran has brought many dead hearts. It was the heart of Umar, radiallahu an. He set out with an intention to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could not have been a heart more dead than the heart of Umar radiallahu an. It was this Quran that made that revolution. It changed an Arab nation who used to kill their daughters, and it brought them to such a nation that for them to hurt an animal was thereafter difficult. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. Almighty Allah says, indeed, in the animals that are around you, there are so much of lessons. But the lesson that we want here is that how in that animal, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ. That if you look in the belly of that animal, in the stomach of the animal, مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثِ وَدَمٍ. That stomach is a khulasa, it's a majmu'a. It is filled only with dirt and with blood. Someone go into the stomach of an animal after qurbani, go and look what is in that stomach. You will see nothing but dirt. You will see nothing but blood. You will not find any milk in that. Almighty Allah says from a stomach in which there was nothing but dirt and there was nothing but blood, how did we manage to give you labanan khalisan sa'ighal lisharibin? Milk which was pure and which was so easily going to go down the throat of man. Normally if that milk is clean also, but the smell of the dirt is in that milk, it will not be swallowed. If that milk has a slight trace of the blood which was in the stomach of that animal, it would not go down the throat. So easily it goes down the throat. Yet man knows that the place where this milk came was an environment of nothing but filth and dirt. When from an animal stomach, surrounded by filth and dirt, Almighty Allah takes out such milk that not only is the milk pure, whoever drinks the milk, normally the dua of the drinking milk, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. O Allah, grant us blessings in this, grant us even more milk. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because there is nothing more blessed than milk. But look where the environment from which the milk comes out, from the dirtiest of filthiest of environments. If Almighty Allah can take out the purest of milk, how can man ever think about this? That how is it possible in the era that we live in an era of dirt and filth, in an era of war and blood, how is some people going to stand up who are pure in mind, pure in heart, who have not been affected by the poison of the era? If this milk has not been affected, then why is it hard for Almighty Allah? But it is with the power of Quran that Almighty Allah brings about these people who become like milk in their localities, milk in their eras. They become mujaddids of the time. They make a revolution in the time. They become milk for the people who sit around them, everyone who listens to them, everyone who sees them, everyone who reads what they have written, everyone who just meets with them. They feel a change in their body, just like how when a person drinks milk, how happy he feels, and he makes a dua, وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. Oh Allah, I need more like this. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has created in every era people who are like milk. The people who have them just enjoy them, and they only want more and more. وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. Almighty Allah says that there is fruits. وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ, there is the date, the kajur, there is the grape. So much of benefit can be taken from it. وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا. And at the same time, if someone wants to, he can make it into a source of intoxication. He can make it the most halal of halal. He can have grapes, or he can have grape juice. He can have dates, or he can have date juice. And if he wants to, he can make it haram. تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرُوا. He can make it a source of intoxication. He can use it to give him strength. He can use it to make him like an animal. Almighty Allah similarly mentioned for the Quran, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. This is a very unique book. But with this Quran, there are some people who with this very Quran make life even worse for themselves. They use this Quran for the purposes of attaining this world. They spoil the year after. Having the Quran in their heart, they throw it behind their backs. They start looking at something else. They come to a point in their life where they say, I don't know why my father sent me to learn this Quran. I don't know why I spend so much of time learning. Some of them will say, what benefit is this Quran? They find it lying in a shelf in their house, and they utter such words, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Almighty Allah says, amongst the people, there are those who took grapes and dates, and they made it a source of burning themselves in the pyre of Jahannam. Other people found such benefit in this, with that very date, they ate it and they broke their fast. With that very date, they got strength to stand up the entire night in front of Almighty Allah. The world has given us power. That power has been put in our heart, in our hand. It is just how the individual wants to take benefit from it. If he wants to, he can use Quran and he can go very far in the world. And if he wants to, then he will abuse Quran and it will fall further and further into Jahannam. And then finally, the surah An-Nahl, Almighty Allah gives an example through a bee. And what a beautiful example. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Almighty Allah says, think about how your Rabb inspires the bee. Surah Nahl was to give that answer, that will this Quran, just the Quran alone, in an environment of filth and dirt, and you are saying to me, I have given you Quran. Quran is an inspiration. It's a revelation. It has fallen on the mind, on the heart, on the bodies of the world. That person who will just take this inspiration in, he should think of the bee. Almighty Allah says, what was it? We merely inspired the bee. أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Let's start building your houses. We showed it where to build the houses, in the mountains, in the trees, even in the roofs of the people of the past. But that house that it was building, up till today, people who studied the bee, they look at that house, what they call the hive of the bee. They look at the shape of it. They look at how perfect every cube has been made of that. They wonder that what put it in this bee to be able to design such a perfect house. The answer will be this very ayat. When inspiration comes from Almighty Allah, then that bee doesn't need a university or school. It doesn't need to go and learn from somebody else how to create a revolution in the world. When inspiration comes, it becomes natural for the bee. It has to make its house perfect. It can't go any other way. ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Now the bee has to be making honey. So we say to the bee, we ordered the bee that go and now eat from the different fruits. The bee will find a fruit. It will find a flower. It will be moving around in the meadows. Thousands and thousands of bees. فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلَ. Almighty Allah says, we said to the bee that go out in the paths. The roads of your Allah has been made easy for you. ذُلُلَ means the low road has become subservient to you. You will not get lost on this road. Think of the journey of the bee. When it is moving in the sky, what sign do you think the bee looks for? There is a scouter bee. He will only pick up the flower. He will pick up the fruit. He will taste it, understand it, good for the hive. He will only bring a sample back. Bringing it back to the hive, when it will be seen and judged by those who are in charge, and it will be found beneficial for the hive, now collector bees are going to be sent. The scouter bee will give a small dance in a small hive. How small that dance will be. But in that small dance, he will explain to them how far they will go, how many meters or kilometers. Then they will make a turn at a certain point. What sign is he going to use? Perhaps where the sun will be at a certain place, now you will be turning in this direction. The sun will be in another place, now you will be turning in a different. When he went, the sun was in a different location. When they will be going, the sun will be in a different location. With what mind, with what understanding, with what system does the bee type it into their mind? But when those scouter bees, when the collector bees go, they are not following the scouter bee. They just go out into the path and not one of them get lost. Faslukhi subula rabbiki dhulula. When those bees can go out into a wide world, far away from their home, without any sign in the sky, but that bee does not get lost. What it was meant to create, what it was meant to gather, it lands on it, it gets it, and it brings it back in this world. If a man allows the Quran to enter his mind and his heart, he will find through the Quran, Almighty Allah will inspire him. He will also manage to go out into a very wide, into a very big, into a very dangerous world, in which there is no sign that he will see, no apparent sign inviting him to his Allah. But he will understand, he will be inspired of the purpose of his creation. He will go only towards that purpose. He will gather that purpose. He will bring it back. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. The bee will come back with what it has gathered. Almighty Allah says, from the inside, from the belly of that bee, we will now take out a drink. مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. Of different colors, we call it honey. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. In which there is a unique cure for mankind. This man will go out. He will understand the purpose of his life, all because of inspiration that came through Quran. He will not get caught up in the fitna of the time. He will not get lost. He will need no direction, because that inspiration that comes from Almighty Allah will allow him only to go in a certain direction, only to do certain works. He will bring it back with the work that he has collected. Allah Tabarak Tala will use it to create from within him now. From within him a drink will be created. That drink is called the drink of spirituality. He became the sheikh of the era. He became the mujaddid of the time. He became the scholar and the alim of the time. He became a man who has come to change the lives of hundreds, of thousands, of perhaps hundreds of thousands. From his every word, a spiritual honey will be coming out. It will come from within him. As it will come out, it will be shifa'ul linnas, a cure for the people around him. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Almighty Allah says, indeed in this, there are unique signs, there are unique lessons for the people who wish to understand. The crux of the surah, especially on ending as النحل, the bee, it means when inspiration comes from Almighty Allah's side, that water that brings the dead lands alive, this Quran will bring a dead heart alive. And that milk that comes out from a very filthy and dirty environment, but it comes out pure and clean through the blessings of this Quran, that person who allows this Quran to enter in his mind and his heart, he will find Almighty Allah, despite the dirt of the environment he is living in, Almighty Allah will take him out pure. He will always keep him pure. He will remain pure and unique like honey, like milk. And then Almighty Allah says, and then what to speak about the bee? Has the bee ever got lost? Who taught the bee how to make its hive? Who taught the bee how to collect what it has to collect? Who took out from the belly of that bee that unique honey? Everything happened by Almighty Allah, that person who will put himself front. He will allow that inspiration of Quran to enter into his mind, into his heart, into his soul. Almighty Allah will make him like a bee. He will not get lost in the huge world. He will understand the maqsad purpose of his life. He will collect what he has to collect, and through him Almighty Allah will take out spiritual honeys for the people of this world. May Almighty Allah, through the blessings of Quran, Almighty Allah, make our dead hearts come alive. Almighty Allah, allow us to become like milk in an era of filth and dirt. Almighty Allah, inspire us like how He inspired the bee. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.